DW.
Serge Nikumuzinga trudges through the tall grass behind his village. Just a few meters from the simple houses is a deep hole, completely overgrown with vegetation. The young man pushes the tall grass aside and exposes an unsecured shaft. A few large stones stick out from the crumbling walls, creating a precarious makeshift ladder at the entrance.
We mined cobalt here, but then we came across groundwater. So there's still cobalt down there, but it's too expensive to pump the water out.
The abandoned mini mine is 7 meters deep, relatively small compared to the other shafts here in the city of Kolwezi in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's not uncommon to find mines 20 or even 50 meters deep. They were all dug by the locals, and all of them are dangerous.
Of course, people die in these shafts. When you climb into the hole, sometimes the walls start to crumble, stones fall, and you can die.
In the near future, the cobalt here will be professionally mined, and Serge's village will have little choice but to leave to make way for the next big open cast mine. Cobalt is necessary for the production of rechargeable batteries, which power numerous everyday products, from electric cars to mobile phones to tablets. 60% of the world's cobalt supply is mined here in the Congo, and much of it is sourced from these countless, hand-dug, dangerous mines.
I have no other work. My brothers told me that I could make a lot of money in the mines, so that's how I started.
That's 15-year-old Arcel. For 2.5 years, he toiled in the mines, until World Vision financed a project to train him as a welder. Florence Mambo works at the aid organization.
The project, au début, a identifié.
At the beginning of our project, we found nearly 10,000 children who were working in the mines at 9 different sites. Since then, we've helped 1,200 children leave.
Alphonse said he started mining cobalt at the age of 11.
My father was sick at the time and couldn't work. He wasn't happy about me going to the mines, but I had to if we wanted to survive. Since then, he's gotten better, and he's working in the mines again while I go to school.
Child labor is illegal in the DRC, and the major mining companies abide by this law. Special policemen are sent to areas where illegal mines are common, where they're supposed to enforce the law. But they're often corrupt, says 13-year-old Patricia.
If you give them money, they let you go into the mines. So I might give them 2,000 francs. Then if I earn 3,000 francs, I'll still have 1,000 left.
That's about €1.50, a minuscule amount of money. But some miners have still managed to make a small fortune. This dream of easy money, or a secure income at the very least, means more than 100,000 people have continued to risk their lives in the dangerous mini mines. Simply shutting them down is not a solution, explains Florence Mambou.
Interdire, oui. Mais quelle est l'autre alternance?
A ban seems like a good idea, yes. But what's the alternative? These parents have no other way to feed their children. And as long as that's the case, illegal cobalt mining will continue.
DW.